Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise and may Possum Hour set you on that path
There's been 1,046 days since Vladimir Putin was inaugurated President of the United States of America. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dings Corporation, the proud sponsors of A Look at History through Support Hose and Ted Barks, the Teddy's Burger Dress. Yeah. You know, the Teddy Burger Dress. We at Possumire thank them again for their teddy-nage. Underwriting for tonight's TED is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Teds. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. Fridays, it's us, Possum Hour. Check your local listings for if we're going to feel like doing it or not. Well, thank God. Thank God. Cake's here. It's now officially a show. And during the week and in between, it's clobber time with your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, for no reason, this.
Oh, you used a dandruff shampoo on Tuesday?
Yes, my dandruff's back on Thursday.
Well, maybe what you've got is an ordinary dandruff.
Ask your doctor. Flaking and itching could be signs of eczema, seborrhea, or psoriasis. Try Grenache medicated shampoo. It penetrates to the scalp to loosen and wash away flakes. Medicates the scalp to help control flaking and itching with regular use. Grenache medicated shampoo in original or herbal.
Paul, according to medical statistics, a woman who is divorced, has a college education and is 19 years old, is more likely to get a certain ailment than anybody else. Get what?
Heartbreak and psoriasis.
In an Astrodome, stitching the elbows, back of the neck. Who knows where the heartbreak going next? Flaky skin in my Cadillac, can't even see the drive. Elbows started shrinking, just about flaked away. Even with the tape that I'm taking, looks like the heartbreak's here to stay. My head was the worst dust bowl they had ever seen. I'm gonna join Hare Krishna, become a Buddhist monk. sell flowers in the airport with all the other people in power.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
You possum bush, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right, what a crowd, what a crowd.
Ooh. All right, Ted, hey, are we there?
Right.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
There you go. No Pauly?
Okie doke. What's that?
No Pauly? No Pauly?
No Pauly tonight. Pauly went home.
Okay. He went home, did he?
I just got just the Tedster.
Okay.
Just me and the Tedster. The cast of thousands. So how was your weekend?
It was all right. It was a good weekend. It was not bad. Nothing going on.
Good. Yeah, me too. I had a zero-sum weekend. I had every intention of doing shit on Sunday, and I did some, like, positive procrastination, you know? Got a bunch of shit done, like, stupid shit, but it wasn't the shit that I really needed to get done. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Powers of positive procrastination. At least I got something done. And
you know,
I'm all ready to do the thing.
You don't have to do anything.
I'll tell you what. So anyways, I says. Remember last week I was talking about how, like, you know, the media is all fucked up and they're just giving you this crazy shit and whatnot,
Yep.
Like MSNBC, it's not liberal. They're like the right wing of the Democrats, you know.
Yep.
It's crazy town. They're nuts. And they don't report on Bernie. That was my point.
Yeah.
And I read an interesting article on it, which I won't go into. Anyway, the funny is, so I'm watching this MSNBC clip, and, of course, they're figuring out ways not to talk about Bernie. And they cover, of course, who? Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe
Uncle
Biden.
Joe.
Wow, right? Mr. Middle of the Road. Name recognition chief. So, this guy's walking out. This is the first time I saw it. I've seen it a couple times since then. But the first time I saw it, I laughed out loud for quite some time. he's walking up to the bus. He goes, oh, yeah, he's heading out on the road for the first time. Here he is. He's Joe Biden. You know, he's out there. He's doing shit now. And on the side of the bus, it says in big letters, no malarkey. No malarkey.
Uh-huh.
Man, he's got his finger on the motherfucking pulse of this country. No malarkey.
No malarkey.
He's not out of touch. Is he out of touch? No.
That'll look good on hat. Put that on hat.
All the kids are saying it.
jail.
Heard the beef say it. No malarkey.
No malarkey. There you have it.
I bet she calls his cell phone a gym crack, too. You know? I mean, at least I admit I'm out of touch, Joe. I can sit there and wear fucking cool shades and try to act like I'm cool. Is malarkey a sandwich meat? We've been asked by the audience.
Malarkey with cheese.
Know. Malarkey with cheese. Yeah, it's like that olive loaf, except with peanuts and corn. Yeah.
And chunks of malarkey.
No malarkey.
No malarkey.
Oh, boy.
The Impossible Burger. No malarkey.
I was like, nah, no, really? No malarkey. Right. Going with that. I could see the people working for him going, I don't know. That might be a little bit outdated. Oh, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm Joe. I'm good old Joe.
Good old Joe.
I'm the front runner. Watch me. Hold my beer. No malarkey. That's going to defeat Trump. I think, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If anything's taking down Trump, it's that no malarkey.
No pledge. Malarkey, baby.
My gosh, if there's one thing we're tired of in this here country.
Bernie's 110 and he doesn't even say malarkey.
Woo! You got that right, Jack.
There you go.
All right. That's the funny thing. He is hipper than, like, the whole crowd.
Yeah.
You know, he's like really old, dude.
Yeah.
But he swings, baby. All right. Well, you got to blow something up, right?
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't know if I've blown this up before, because, like, every show now, it's like, yeah, I know I named one Peekaboo Possum Hour before I had to. And I'm like, let me blow up this one. Oh, I already did that one. I can't find this one. So I'm going to assume that I haven't blown it up yet.
Just don't worry.
Anyway, it's a terrible song. It's a terrible song. It's by this group called Maroon 5. Maroon 5. Oh, I should have ended it with Bugs Bunny saying, "Ah, you maroon." But I didn't. I didn't think of that till now. Anyway, it's called Sugar, and I think it glorifies the use of sugar, which we all know is not good for you.
Not good.
Unhealthy.
For you.
No. You want to cut the sugar out, man. Sugar blues.
Cut it out.
It's all bad. Bad. It's malarkey is what it is.
It is. Exactly.
So, in order to promote no malarkey, say we blow up. Maroon 5. Sugar.
It's tremendous. It's colossal.
It's putrid.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Baby.
Fuck!
I'm broken down.
Fuck!
I need your loving.
Damn
it! I need it now.
Fuck!
When I'm without you.
Fuck!
I'm something weak.
Fuck!
You got me begging.
Damn it!
I'm on my knees.
Fuck!
You feel like Wolf and Bob Rock Vanish? Get Freddy's Pussy Pussy Pussy. Stay on Remy's. Get you, get you, get you.
Shit, fucking fuck you in the army, fucking dipshit. Fuck you.
You were the only inhabited planet in the universe.
That's a book roll double just because of that twangy guitar, man.
Nice.
Shoot. All right. Oh, this is a perfect song for the roll call, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sounds like
the Mickey Mouse March. Well, marching right in is Dr. Cake.
Dr.
Ted.
Cake.
Ted, it's Dr. Cake. Who? Dr. Cake. What is it, Ted?
Oh,
it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted? On cue, man. He's back. All right. And there's Perry 0001.
Hey,
yeah.
Perry 001.
You know who that is, Ted? Perry and Maggie C.
Maggie C and Perry. Good to have you.
Maggie C. Roses are red, violets are blue. Ted won't quit barking. Boo, hoo, hoo, hoo. All right. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Hang on. What the? Hang on 1 second. It's Professor R.J. Gumby.
There you go.
Professor R.J. Gumby. Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. Pretty good. All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, more or less. Ow. You know, his bark will, it hits this frequency where, it rattles the wax that's been impounded in my ear for 30 years, you know?
It loosens
it
up.
It tickles, into my cerebellum and shit, man. It's really fucked up. Anyway, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
All right. With your super host,
Beauty.
Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through. I've got all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be cause of you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass. Hey, I'm better off being all by myself like fucking Celine Dion. I take you out for dinner and I dance in a show. You hate all the people and food. I'm happy, I'm laughing and fun all the time. You're always in a bad mood. I always look forward, I never look back. But you, bitch, you dwell in the past. So I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your fucking ass. Let me hear the band. Oh, that's a good band. Let me hear the trombone. That ain't a fucking trombone, sorry. Ah, that's a trombone. Yeah, let me hear that tinkling piano. That ain't tinkling, that's rolling. That's fucking tinkling. I knew you could do it. Let me hear it. Come on, get going. Why would you take your love, shove it up your ass? You know you're the reason we're through. I'm tired of all the yelling and the fights we had. They're all because of you. You moan and you groan and you bitch all the time. You make every beef we got last. I'm telling you, I'm through with you. Stick it up, you big fat ass. You thought you had charm, you thought you had class. You ain't nothing but a big fat ass. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
Sometimes you howl, sometimes you clap. You know,
so brought a tear to my
sometimes
eye.
Sometimes you end up with. That was that was my mouse, Nikki, from the kitchen. It's from his greatest hits. Take your love and shove it. That's the name. Beauty.
He wanted to be a singer. He didn't want to get into acting. He wanted to be a singer.
So I had this thought over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Well, Gigantor. Gigantor, Space Age Robot. He was off. I don't know what happened to him. He wanted me to take him shopping. Never closed on that. So I'm figuring, you know, all the money went to no good.
All right.
Talking hoes. Anyway. So he's texting me there Sunday, I guess. This is a lonely man thing. We were skittle bowling over texting, you know. We bowled a match, and the thought crossed my. That's the sad part. That's the pathetic. But then the thought crossed my mind. Are organ donations tax deductible?
Hey, that's an interesting question.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Pile?
Shazam!
Pile?
Shazam!
Pile?
Shazam!
Pile?
Winning.
All right. Anyway, that's the comedy part of the thing. Tax deductible.
There you go. How do you put a number on that?
Guess it depends on the size of the organ.
Yeah.
Forrest Tucker, he made out like a fat rat. They paid him. They paid him taxes. They gave him a big fat return on the chief.
The chief.
Then he went down to Mar-a-Lago putting on the green.
He's the chief.
Yeah.
He's the chief of Wonga Baloo.
Who else did they mention in that thing? A couple of weird ones. Hunts Hall supposedly had a legendary Johnson.
Hunts Hall? That's new to
Hunts
me.
Hunts Hall, of all people. You know? Yeah, fucking Satch. Isn't that his name?
Yep.
All right. Here's a warning. If you're ever on Facebook, which, man, I'm about ready to quit Facebook. God bless you, Gumby. You're my pal. We've been online fucking buddies forever, but. Oy, man. Just tired of seeing stupid shit. Like the following. If you ever see anything. Yeah, an example. If you ever see anything that says, almost nobody aces this quiz, right? It'll be like, a baseball quiz or a television trivia quiz. And if you click on that fucking clickbait, it's the easiest fucking quiz ever. If you don't get every question, you're a freaking moron.
The quiz is written by a fucking moron.
So, just take it from me. You're not going to prove anything doing that quiz. It's just a waste of your time.
Wasting your time.
You porn, masturbation. That's a, at least.
And selfies where they should take notice of what's behind them. Skip over that shit as well.
Yep. And how the celebrities have aged. I like that. That's another good one.
There you go.
You kind of forget that, man. All right, shit. One more Facebook thing.
All right, give us another.
This is the real reason I'm ready to quit Facebook. Boiled it down to it's the fucking girls and the cat thing.
Oh yeah.
Give me a motherfucking goddamn son of a bitch and bastard break, will you?
Uh-huh.
I'm ready to fucking kick anybody off my page that posts one of those cocksuckers.
You know what I can't
Jesus
say?
Fucking
when
Christ.
When someone steals the joke, you see it in a whole other context. You know, they had the cat thing. She said that Bobo was the greatest, was sent by God, and the cat said because he ran out of locusts. Now they have Now they have one with Margaret DeMont saying it, and Groucho Marx is saying, what, did he run out of locusts? You know, they're stealing jokes.
Yeah, I saw that
on
one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're stealing fucking jokes. Skip over.
You know, I'm about ready to. I'm about ready to say, look, no malarkey, okay? That's
no malarkey.
It's gonna be my mantra.
I'm campaigning for Uncle Joe. I'm on board with this no malarkey. You tell him, Joe.
Dude, I'm out of treats.
Grandpa buys.
That's a. Barack Obama's grandpa. Yeah, man. He's famous. Jeez. When you talk about a guy whose time has passed on by. Yeah. You want another treat, Ted? I think I got one left. That's it. Okay. That doesn't mean he's gonna fuss.
Did he just
say okay? Yeah, he did. He talks.
All right, I heard him.
The most intelligent dog in the world, which you'd think would be a bonus, but no.
No.
Curse. A fucking curse, man. All right, one more treat left, dude. That's it. I swear to God and Rudy right there. Booch, leave me be. Go lay down. How the hell did Clink never find them tunnels? That's what I want to know.
What tunnels is that?
Hogan's Heroes. What the fuck was it, is it with this MeTV? They got Hogan's Heroes has been on at 10 o'clock, two episodes for like the last 5 years. Who's watching this? Right?
Got me on that.
Oh, good, it's Hogan's Heroes, man. Turn it up. I did see some good MeTV, though. One more thing about TV.
Yeah?
Then we can get to a quick or something interesting. I was watching Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Wanted, Dead or Alive?
Right?
Yeah, I've been watching that. Yeah.
Steve McQueen, cool as fuck. Guess who's playing Dance Hall Girl? In the episode Saturday.
Oh.
It made this young boy cry. Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, fuck.
Gee, she's all of like 22.
I have it on at
the
top on Saturday,
up.
But it's muted.
Oh, you should have looked up when he was
it.
In the bar there, and the dent. Oh my God, and the cleavage and the boobs and the teeth, and she was a dirty girl. She was a dirty girl, dude. She was playing a dirty girl.
There you go.
Fuck.
There you go.
That was beautiful. That was the best thing on TV. That and No Malarkey. Yeah. Other than that,
No Malarkey, baby.
I'm watching this one. This one on it.
Northern Exposure on, man. I'm getting pissed here. I want to watch some Northern Exposure. It's my favorite show.
That'd be a cozy TV. Yeah, that'd be a cozy TV one, don't you think?
Yeah.
Bastard. You write a letter to the Times about that.
I'm going to write a letter to Joe Biden.
Yeah. Tell him, hey, no more malarkey. Put that fucking Northern Exposure on.
Done.
Yeah. All right. Well, in keeping with tradition, I don't know.
That's what we do.
Want to do a quickie? Do a quickie? Yeah. Do a quickie?
Quickie.
Yeah.
We love the quickie.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to my ex-wife, you know, she's like, oh, so that guy you warned me about not to talk to and stuff, so that's the one that overdosed? And yeah, that's the guy.
She warned you not to talk to her. I like that.
I did. I said, don't. She's got like, you know, a sign on her, you know. I'm a easy mark type thing. I stuck it on her back when we got divorced and she hasn't changed her coat. But, you know, I had to warn her on that one. we miss Chet. Not really.
Yes, we do.
We do.
We got that Mellon Ed Smith live at Chet's Shed album.
That's gone into its second pressing, man.
Yes,
sold
it
over
is.
5 billion copies.
Uh-huh. You can get it on iTunes now.
Well, they ran out.
Okay.
Yeah, Chet's dead.
Yes. Yep. Chet has left this building.
I'm 99% sure Chet's dead. There's a slight chance Chet might be alive.
We're not
somebody called the cops. I know. Well, here's our theory. I think I told you the theory. The Chet was like his normal fucked up, right? And then when they came over, they figured they all took the dope, but Chet was, like, sleeping when they took the dope. They all died, and Chet came down and went, oh, shit, everybody's dead. I better call the 911. And then they got there, and they figured he was on the dope because he's always dopey anyway.
Got any smokes? So.
Yeah, but you got one extra beer? By any chance, extra. Yeah, I was carrying an extra one, dude. Just for you. All right. Time for a quickie. Hit it.
Bring me your meat pies. Bring me your sausage. Let them take part in the meat parade. Cook them up till they're brown and savory. And carve them up with shining flame. March, march, march through the arch of the open kitchen door. I adore the aroma. Tramp, tramp, tramp up the ramp to my barbecue. With glistening ham hocks upon the butcher's block, while his comrades cheer from the street. Be it rump, roast, sirloin, or venison, you'll never beat that meat.
Yep. Beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful. That was the meat parade.
All right, the meat parade. Okay.
No malarkey.
No preservatives, no malarkey. This meat parade.
Nope. Just meat. Pure U.S. grade A beef.
That's
skimpy. Well, so that's why my ex-wife came up. You know, since I'm the ex-husband with the truck, I always get the good news. I need to pick up a freezer. Okay, I'll pick up a freezer with the truck. Small freezer, thank goodness. I don't do much moving these days. So
that's what happens.
She buys
half pickup truck.
I know. You get the call, man. What are you gonna do? Yeah, right. I get the truck. so anyways, she buys a half a fucking cow, right? Uh-huh. And you know I'm like practically a fucking vegetarian at this point. I eat very little meat.
Yeah.
So my prize for driving her to get the freezer is I get a whole bunch of meat.
Okay, okay. All right.
Yeah. So I moved the beer mugs out of the freezer. So I no longer have frosted beer mugs available for guests.
Boy, I miss it.
And the gin and the vodka.
Beer mugs.
I usually keep the gin and the vodka in there too. They're down in the fridge now. So.
Okay. All right. Well. Green. Eat that meat.
You grain neutral spirits. You know you're gonna put ice on them anyway.
Yeah.
So I can keep them in the fridge. But don't put the scotch in the fridge, lad. It makes the scotch cry.
No. You don't want to make the scotch cry.
No.
Hey, did you have your little bird? What are they called?
Pardon me?
Did you have your little birds? What the fuck are they called again?
Yes! Cornish hen. Yes, indeed, I did. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Yep.
All
right. Yep. 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 And yep.
Practically a vegetarian, Mario.
Well, chicken and fish don't count, do they?
Oh, no. I fell.
I call foul.
Sure.
Did we ever blow up Stacy's mom? Sure we did. Sure we did.
Yeah, just recently.
Okay. Because I found it there on the thing there. I was like, oh, geez. Hope we took care of that. All right, well, let's spin the wheel then, for crying out loud.
Spin that wheel.
You can spin. You can be a winner.
Spin the wheel, Ted.
Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Boo.
Boo.
What is it? Oh, boy. Well, you picked a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
To keep in our theme of good food, meat,
good
meat
food.
Byproducts, and real beef.
No more.
Grade A, U.S. Grade A, New York strip steak. Yeah, she wants to give me all like the shitty cuts of steak, but it's like if I have a steak, I'm having like a filet or a T-bone or something. I'm not wasting my fucking palate on a round steak or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
The fuck. On the rare occasion I have red meat. And pigs. Pigs are sentient beings, man. If it wasn't for bacon, I would be totally off pork. I know. But I can resist all the pork except for the bacon. I can't resist the bacon.
Pork chops.
Working on it. Ah, fuck pork chops, man.
Anything from the old pig. Pig
I'm giving up bacon.
And a bottle of beer.
If you won't vote, I'm not eating bacon. If you won't vote, I'm not eating bacon. If you're going to be an American communist bastard, so will I.
Hey, all right,
and here's 3 minutes with Art Paul. You asked for it.
Hey, all right.
Hi, I'm Buddy Holly Cheesehead, and here's Eat Cheese Do. Eat Cheese Do. It's good for you and nutritious too. So please eat Cheese Do. Someone to eat cheese. Someone like you. Someone to eat cheese, cheddar, Swiss, or Kobe too. Eat cheese too. It's good for you and it's nutritious too. So please eat cheese too. Wow, when I think of cheese, you know what I think of? I think of joy. I think of heaven, and I wonder, do they have cheese in heaven? I'd be so happy if they had cheese in heaven. Eat cheese too. It's good for you and nutritious too. So please eat cheese too.
cow pie. You eat it, you'll die. No, I don't. Why don't cow pie? Raspberry, strawberry, blueberry. I'll even eat mulberry, but I don't. Why don't cow pie? If cow could fly, it'd be dangerous walking by. And I bet you know the very reason why. Something might fly out of the sky, might get you, and your hair mess up your eye. Do I need to say the word cow pie? My heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye, and I bet no one wants cow pie. Cow pie, cow pie, you eat it, you'll die. Yeah, I don't want cow pie.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is.
I'm on the highway to hell.
McDonald's French fries.
Cow pie. Nice.
Cow pie. That was like the second side to Abbey Road almost, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
3 minutes. Except without, like, the good music.
Fuck Lennon McCartney, man. Art Paul, man. He writes some meaningful shit.
And
Art Slosher. There you go.
It's my law firm, Art Paul and Slosher. Speaking of potatoes... Speaking of French fries, McDonald's French fries.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, we may have a French fry shortage in this country, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? There's no possible way to blame this on President Dildo. That's the sad part of the story.
Yeah, we'll find a way.
He's tried to fuck shit up with the agriculture and everything, but this is just a bad crop.
Carl ate it all up. Fucking Carl ate it all up. That's what happened.
Well, that's partly the problem. There's been an outstanding demand for French fries. So, right now, supply is having a hard time meeting that demand.
I've been going to Arby's.
Frost, damn.
Arby's French fries. Good stuff.
Those curly ones, yeah. I used to like them, but too much grease.
I get the regular. Fuck this curly shit.
Not a big fry guy, anyway.
You can't.
I had a fry last week. I ate the fast food.
It's good for you.
I ate the Whopper and a fry last week. I don't know why.
Suicidal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could be a big. Oh, boy. You want fries with that? You better think twice, okay? Coming up. That's what I'm saying.
Too
much frost, man. Early frost. Climate change. We can blame President Boomchak.
Yeah, because he denied it.
Bum waffle.
Climate change.
Because, he denies climate change and there it ruined the French fries. So, fuck you, Bing Bong and Boo Boo. Our drunk uncle, Schmagoo. All right.
And I got to be honest with you, Commodore, man. I do not want to live in a world without French fries.
You got that right, Jacques.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Freedom fries, maybe, but yeah.
Freedom fries, there you go.
Man, I tell you what, I find they're talking about dip. Dr. Cake doing sweet potato fries, which I've had those, and I didn't not like them.
I never heard of them. I guess that makes
but
sense.
But right now, nothing sounds palatable because Ted just farted, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Ted. All right.
Yeah, but I found my new dip. Well, my oldest son, turned me on this yum yum sauce, right? They get that in the Chinese restaurants and in the Asian restaurants.
Yep.
And shoot, man,
you get the
cheap salad dressing, and they got a sriracha ranch dressing, just as good as yum yum sauce. That's my new favorite dip
sauce. Yum yum sauce. Yum yum.
Well, it's sriracha ranch sauce. That's the stuff.
That is okay.
The stuff.
All right.
I'm just gonna put it like that.
I'm gonna take your word for that.
It's good.
I don't like any sauce.
You don't like no sauce. Well, if it's a good fry, see, a good fry should just speak on its own and not need any kind of ketchup or mustard or anything like that.
Well, it's
sriracha
meat and everything.
Ranch.
I don't put any of that crap on meat or anything.
A good piece of steak.
All I do is
a good piece of steak should speak for itself. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Abso-fucking-lutely, dude. I'm totally
with
you.
I get carried away with pepper, though. I'm a pepper fanatic. It's a wonder I don't have fucking.
Well, I will. You know. Yeah, I got that sea salt too. I like to put on if I make a steak. You know, put the sea salt and then the pepper on it, the ground pepper. And you get the jeez. See, you get it all fancy there, and then you brown it, and yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about the 1% assholes fucking the little guy again. Fucking the little guy.
Fucking the little guy.
I mean,
always fucking the little guy.
Aren't their dicks fucking worn out from fucking the little guy so much? You
fucking
would think.
The little guy.
They'd think that Schmengi would be in a sling, but no.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna. Fuck
There's more little guys to fuck.
Walmart.
Yes.
Cocksucker. They should call it cocksucker malt.
Cocksucker malt.
Easy for you to say.
That's right.
Instead of extra holiday pay for their employees, these poor schmucks that are down there doing nothing, they get a 10% and a 15% in-store discount. For 2 days in December.
10% is shit.
Yeah, 10%. A whole 10%. Cocksucker.
You know what I heard that they do at Walmart? Have you ever heard of this? And this is from, I understand this is true. If they hire these employees, some of them are like elderly or something wrong with them or whatever, they take insurance out of them.
Oh, jeez.
Hoping that
something will happen
to the family. You know, yeah, not to give to the family. I think that they do it themselves.
To get to the company.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like the 10 richest people in this country, these pieces of shit.
Uh-huh.
God. I'm not sure, but I think the Walmart people are in that potato growing conspiracy. They have to be. Their fingerprints are all over that.
Uh-huh.
And I think they caused global warming. Yeah.
Oh, that goes
okay.
Fucking Walmart.
Well, them and Exxon. Yeah.
All right.
Enough of Walmart, those cocksuckers.
Walmart. Cocksuckers.
Walmart. Cocksucker mall. All right. Oh, geez, yeah. This is funny as shit. Hold on. Yeah, okay. I saw this right before the show, and I had made a mental note to mention this fucking thing on the show. You have to have seen this because they are just pounding it into our heads on the TV commercials, okay? I hope you've seen this and we can continue this hilarious story.
Okay.
Thing, whatever. bit. The Peloton Christmas ad. The Peloton Christmas ad with the chick with the sad eyebrows. And she's going, I don't know, I'm scared, I'm going to go in. And then she's pedaling on the bike, you know. She goes, oh, my God, I don't know if I can do this. And then come on, you had to have seen that.
No.
Right?
I don't think I have.
Ah, come on. Jeez. Anyway.
One of those things that's passed over.
Well, she's a real cute girl, and she's going through this grueling exercise, but she's got these eyebrows that go up in the middle like, oh, my God. Like she's going to cry.
Yeah.
And she looks all sad. And you feel like bad. Like why is her husband making her go through this fucking shit, man? You know. All right. None of the audience has seen it either. Oh, well. Anyway. I'm not the only one that noticed this thing, because I guess the online community is like freaking out. It's a selfie movie. The commercial's a selfie movie she makes, and she gets on the Peloton and does it, and it's a year's worth, and then after a year, she's crying because she's so happy, but people are worried about her online. I think maybe that husband is, you know, a fucking asshole, making her work out too hard.
Give her a piece of pie.
Yeah, man. Get her one of them $200 dildos.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
She's
there you go.
Thoughtful. Yeah. Peloton.
Get rid of that.
Cause that's you ever see the Peloton? You know what the Peloton is?
No, I have no idea.
It's like this workout machine, right? But it's got a gym big viewer screen on it, right? And there's some muscle guy riding a bike on the screen, yelling at you to ride your bike faster. And I think they monitor you in real life. So like they're putting your numbers up and they're going, oh, Gumby's only pedaling 2 miles an hour. He's a piece of shit.
Shaming
you. Yeah.
There's
and then they shame you. And then, oh, no, there's Gumby. He's going 30 mile an hour. Good for you, Gumby. You know.
Yeah.
And then in your video, you look at your selfie camera and go, he said my name. And then you keep pedaling like there's no tomorrow. I don't know.
We live in an insane world.
I don't think it's the perfect Christmas gift for anyone.
Yeah. Oh.
Get him like a big thing. Small chest freezer, which can fit in the back of my truck, and like enough, and fill it with French fries, frozen fries. Because we're gonna.
Why you still can? Yeah.
You're gonna be wanting them fries, man.
Yep, there you go. Everyone's gonna be hoarding fries.
Hoarding fries, man.
Hoarding fries.
What do you have?
Wait,
hoarding fries. What's that? Whore and fry. Whore and a fry. Yeah, that's it. All right. One last word about Uncle Bobo.
Okay.
And this is a very cool, fun fact that you can use on all your Bobo friends. Remember, what was that black guy? Barack Obama, the black guy. Remember him?
I vaguely remember him.
He chucked out a lot of cash to the car manufacturers. Remember that? We're going under because, you know, 8 years of Republican rule put us in the toilet. So they had to bail us out, and he had bailed out the fucking
cars. Yeah.
And everybody went, well, that son of a big socialist bastard. Blah, 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 blah. Well, the bailout for the farmers because of the stupid tariffs that Dingbat has put on them.
Yeah.
On the farming industry. More than double what the auto bailout was.
Okay.
Auto bailout was $12 billion. So far, the farmer bailout is $28 billion. And they don't have to pay theirs back. So, interesting.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear fiscal responsibility from another fucking Republican ever again.
Good luck with that.
Hear me and hear me good. For real, though, man. They don't have fucking... Jeez. They ain't got a leg to stand on.
We
like
don't
the
have
Lieutenant
a leg to
Dan.
Stand on.
They're like Lieutenant Dan.
Right. Yeah, like
and as you know, hamburger is killing the planet.
I did not know this.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what this is about. I'm gonna save this one because this is too weird, man.
Might be about cattle.
Biomass. Perry's probably into this. It's about biomass.
Okay. Because
he knows all that weird shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's on top of that.
He's on top. We'll save that one for Friday. Let's see. Do I have a poop story? Oh, here we go. Close enough.
All right.
The beaded lace wing. The beaded lace wing.
Beaded lace wing.
Lomaniaia latipinus. Okay. This is a bug.
I never checked.
They begin life as a ferocious predator lurking in termite nests.
Okay.
The larvae live unmolested in the termite nest. And then they silently strike down the termites from behind.
Evil.
Oh, they're that kind of bug. Well, when it gets hungry, it stuns the termite with a vapor phase toxicant released from its anus.
A vapor phase toxicant.
It's not intoxicant. Toxicant. Release. What that means.
Around.
These bugs wield the death fart.
All right. And to take out a termite, man, don't they squirt acid or something like that, termites?
Termites are fucking hard to kill.
Yes, they are. Along comes these guys.
Not pretty. Since they outlawed DDT, forget about it.
Uh-huh.
These guys,
yeah,
one fart, dead termite. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Who's your messiah now?
He gives Ted a run for his money. There you go.
Ooh, you got that right, Jack.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Back to our show.
Oh.
I was binge watching a Canadian television show. It's pretty funny. It's called Letterkenny. Dr. Kate, familiar with that? Letterkenny.
Letter or letter?
Letter. Letter. As in you get a letter in the mail. But it's one word. It's
Letterkenny.
It's a fictitious name of the town they live in.
Okay. Letterkenny.
I forget where I seen it. I think it's Hulu.
Huh.
Yeah, weird name to come up with. But, hey, funny stuff.
Yeah. I was watching a Western. I guess it only ran like one series or one season. And Tate was the name of it. I can't remember the actor that starred in it. But, geez, the first episode had James Coburn guest star and somebody else. And it was created by the same guys that created Dirty Harry and those things, and pretty good, you know, pretty good start to the show. This guy Tatey's a Civil War veteran.
Yeah.
They didn't say which side he was on, but he can't use his left arm. And it's like, well, that's not that. It's a big deal, you know. They can't use his. I mean, it'd be bigger deal if he couldn't use his right arm and he was right-handed.
Yeah.
But I think he's right-handed, so he's a gunman. Who can't, so you know, he just walks around with his left hand in a sling. I don't know. It just,
see,
I've watched like three more episodes.
They get that idea from the Spencer Tracy movie where he didn't have an arm.
Ooh, that could be Bad Day at Black Rock.
Yeah.
Good flick. Well, I got to figure it came after Gunsmoke too, because as far as I know, Chester was the first handicapped TV regular.
Yeah.
So.
The old gimp.
He had that right, Mr. Dillon.
According to this,
yes, sir.
It's Robert Redford.
Who? Oh, in the first episode of Tate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wasn't James Coburn, he wasn't in that too? I thought they both were.
I don't know. David McLean, yeah. Seems like he's the star. David McLean.
Yeah. David McLean. Yep. Yeah, Redford has like two lines, and he gets shot like right away. He comes on at the beginning,
shit.
boom, he's dead. And when did I see Coburn in? I thought he was in that too. Because I was like, wow, this star, action-packed, star-driven.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
nah, they'd have listened.
He played jury.
Okay, so he's in that episode too, right?
Yep. Well,
like, geez, whiz.
According to this, Robert Redford did two episodes, so he wasn't gunned down that quick.
Oh, okay. Well, might have been playing a different dude.
That's true, too.
Anyway, it wasn't bad, but it, like, you know, it didn't sustain itself. It kind of like, veered down.
They have his name down here as Ted Dundee, and then a slap, and then a slash, and then a dot, dot, dot. So, yeah, he might have played another character in the show.
Yeah. Because he got aced in the first episode, man. All right. Robert Redford here. Whack.
Leonard Nimoy was
I told you that he... Yeah, okay, I haven't seen that one yet.
Robert Culp. They got the usuals in there.
Bob Culp. Yep. I haven't seen the Bob Culp one yet.
I ever tell you this? I seen a made-for-TV movie when I was a kid, and I have never seen it again. I have no idea where it is or anything. I thought it was brilliant. I was convinced that Robert Culp was the star of it, but the IMDb doesn't say anything of it. It was a story of this guy who just lost his job. He's a family guy, has a wife and kid, and he doesn't want to mention it to his wife and everything. He's really in debt and everything. He gets a call late at night from a kidnapper saying, I kidnapped your kid. I'm going to call you back later with all the details. And he checks the kids, and the kid's in there sleeping. The kid's in bed. He's home sleeping. So he doesn't think anything of it. The next day, he's watching the news, and the local millionaire's kid was just kidnapped. the kidnapper's got the wrong phone number. They're calling him, so he acts as an in-between. He gets the information from them. He calls the millionaire and kind of finagles it so the drop-off, he would pick it up.
Right.
I thought it was a brilliant story, and I have no idea what it was. Maybe I dreamt it. I don't know. I was like 13, 14 years old when I seen it. Yeah, good idea. But I
could have been an Ironside.
There you go, an Ironside.
Was there a black guy driving a van? Is that it?
I could have sworn it was Bob Colt. You know, your memory fucks with you.
He was in, what the hell was he in? Something over the weekend. I thought, Robert Culp again. It was a rifleman. And,
okay.
He shot a guy in the back. Ooh. You know, back in the old days. Back in the old days, at least in the 60s in the Western shows and fiction, you couldn't shoot guys in the back.
You're a coward.
Now it doesn't matter, man. Yeah, you can just shoot guys in the back. No matter. They'll put a bloody medal on him and call him a hero, lad.
You can shoot 90-year-old ladies.
Bleeding to show him in the back as he's running away.
There you go.
That'll teach him to sell cigarettes.
I don't care.
Because no lives matter, bitch.
All right.
You know, I was just looking it up. I know you Googled. I could tell. I could feel it. I felt the disturbance.
Barney Google with a googly googly eye. Barney Google with a googly googly eye. Barney Google said his horse would win the prize. When the horses ran that day,
Bob Pluck ran the other way.
Barney Google with a googly googly eye.
Speaking of which,
love that.
So I Googled. I did that too. Because I wanted to find out if there was an update from Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
About who was leaving bowls of mashed potatoes at everybody's house.
This one.
Right?
It's been
remember
keeping
that?
Me up night. Keeping me up night.
Back in April. Back in April. Well, nothing new. Nothing new on that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't even find out if Chet's dead, and he lived next door, man. Maybe it was him and the mashed potatoes.
Hey.
No more mashed potatoes, no more Chet. That sounds like Republican logic to me. Therefore, ipso facto, that's what happened.
Right.
I'm going with that. Potatoes, Chet. It all comes together. Yeah. Okay. Moving right along. I say we, we don't polk on Monday. What do we do on Mondays?
What do we do on Mondays?
I can't remember.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yo! Yo!
Yeah.
Stereo naked.
And the whiskey bottle said it's time to get you out of my head. Yes, the whiskey bottle cried it's time to say goodbye. But I stayed in the bar, sang a song called The Whiskey in the Jar. And then my glass said, maybe it's the time to go to bed, cause you've also had some wine and you're well across that line. But I laughed and I danced in the rather desperate search for a romance. And then I I thought I could be really over you. Well, it's alright, darling. Maybe it's not working anymore. But would you do me the favor I'm asking for? Would you yodel my name? To go home, cause it's rambling far. I can't quite remember who you are. I said I think I do, and I dragged him to my car. And the windows went bright by the sound of some dancing police lights. I was stumbling around to hide. The officer took me to the side. If you care for your life, you really shouldn't take that car and drive. I looked at him and saw those beautiful eyes. Told him it's alright, darling. Maybe it's not working anymore. But would you do me the favor I'm asking for? Would you yodel my name?
Gumby, for all the good music tonight, man. I woke up and I was like, man, I don't feel like putting the whole damn show together. And he's like, all right, well, here's the opener and here's the yodel.
All right. Hey, it works for me, too.
Because
when I post
for saving the good ones.
I have to go figuring out what you post, what you played.
True.
It's easier for me.
True that.
Uh-huh.
True that.
Now I got to find Shove It Up Your Ass song.
That was one of mine, yeah.
No,
right, well, no,
already,
that was...
That's right. You already told me who it
was. That
was... Yeah, Vincent. Vincent Gardino.
Yeah, wasn't that Sweet Alice put that up? Somebody posted
another
from that
Sweet
album.
Sweet Alice put up the Christmas song that he did.
Yeah. Yeah, and I said, right. Look at this one here.
Yeah.
This one here.
Save
I guess
Christmas
we have to start that
war
on
Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to start that war on Christmas because the fucking, you know, we got a short season, man. We're burning daylight.
Yeah.
On that war on Christmas.
Yeah.
Burning daylight.
War.
Yeah. Well, we're going to win it this year.
Yeah, Christmas is going down.
We took care of that war on Thanksgiving and, thank God for Uncle Bobo,
fuck all
though.
Holidays. Fuck all holidays. Because
I want to, you know, I do want to say Merry Christmas and before
you can't.
2016, I felt like a criminal saying no. The president mandated. I think it was an executive order, and he said you can now say Merry Christmas. Everybody knows it. It's disgusting and it's real.
That's right. Now you can.
That was the quote.
Thank you, Bobo.
So, thank you, Bobo. He is the savior. He is the chosen one.
Second coming.
I kind of suspect that he stinks like pee. I don't know why. I just think that.
Russian pee.
Does anybody else feel that same way? Like he's, just no, just like he smells like he has like a sort of pee smell, you know, like it kind of
like
drips.
Cat pee.
Last.
It smells like cat pee.
No, like old man, you know, like old man dripping dick pee, you know.
Okay.
Drippy, drippy dick.
He's got leakage.
I mean, that's his old lady don't sleep with him anymore, man. You know that, right?
I wonder if they ever.
What's her name? Natasha or whatever.
Natasha.
Moose and Squirrel.
Yeah. I've never been attracted to
Boris.
I always said she's gorgeous. It doesn't work for Gumby.
No, I like first ladies I haven't seen naked.
There you go.
Natty.
Water.
That was one of my first Uncle Bobo jokes. Remember that? I had Putin sitting there and he goes, "You want to buy nude pictures of your president?" Or no, "Do you have any nude pictures of your president?" And I, "No."
You
"Would you like to buy some?"
There you go.
Yeah, babe.
Who?
The original Bobo joke from 1912. So, I encourage you all to vote and vote often. I'm going to get Gumby registered in voting. That is.
I'm not just under the Gumby name.
And I'll pledge never to eat bacon again.
There you go.
And it will make me stronger. Strong like bull! That's right, kids.
Bacon and fries. No malarkey here, man.
Bacon. No, no, no. No malarkey.
No malarkey.
Definitely anti-malarkey.
We are malarkeyless.
All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize malarkey!
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.